Hi, Dr. Gary here. We are dental practice brokers nationwide. We sell dental practices across the country. Today's topic is one of the most magnificent, opulent, spectacular dental offices we've ever seen in over 30 years. We'd like to talk about that today. But before we do, as you know, we're now in 28 states. And we have 10 employees, including two CPA accountants, selling dental practices nationwide. We're now available to you from 8 a.m. East Coast time till 9 p.m. East Coast time. So call us whenever you need us. Our phone number is 201-663-0935. And our website is nationwidedentalpracticebrokers.com. Also, dentalpracticeguide.com. So you can always reach us. The information you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes only. It's not legal or business advice. Now, also, if you're thinking about selling to a DSO, we work with them all the time. They will pay our commission, the ones we work with and recommend often. And if you work with us many times selling to a DSO, we can get your legal fees reimbursed upon successful closing, based on certain criteria, of course. But we've done this multiple times. So the buyer will get a 100% reimbursement of their seller, yeah, the buyer, DSO, the DSO, which is the buyer, working with them will get your legal fees reimbursed at closing based on criteria. So today's topic is we saw an office that was once over the top, one of the most spectacular, opulent, incredible, most beautiful offices I've ever seen in like 30 years. And I have to say, it would be top 10 in the United States. That's how spectacular. It looked like a beautiful Greek Italian villa. I mean, the ceilings were like 10, 12 feet high. Every corner was curved. All porcelain floors, beautiful oversized doors. These weren't 8-foot doors. They were like 9-foot doors. I mean, they were so tall. I couldn't believe it. The outside was gorgeous. The lot was gorgeous. The parking was significant. I mean, I've just never seen it. You are shocked. If you were a builder and you walk in, you would think this is somebody's, it's a beautiful restaurant. Just one of the most beautiful you've ever seen, or a beautiful home. There was nothing spared. I think it was built about 10 years ago. And they're going to be selling it now. But I've never seen anything like it. This had to have cost, between the building and the build-out 10, 12 years ago, at least $2 million. Minimum $2 million. To build this today, I think the interior alone would be over $2 million. The building another million. It'd be over $3.5 million to build this. It was the beautiful woodwork. You had to see the woodwork on the floors, on the ceilings. Oh, I mean, it was just over the top. And it wasn't just borders of like a 3-inch. It was like 8-inch, 10-inch trim on the floor and the ceiling. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. Now, practice gross is about $1 million. If you're going to build a practice like this, you've got to command a $4 or $5 million practice. Because you have like 8 operatories. You have like over 4,000 square feet. I mean, if you're going to build something like this to get a return on your money, you're going to have to just build. You're going to have to grow it. Now, here's the situation that practice gross is $1 million. So when it comes to sale, you got a building worth well over $2 million. Well over $2 million. in the market. Maybe the building's a $3 million building. You have a cash flow situation here, certainly, because you have a building worth far more than the gross income of the practice. So this is a situation that has to be managed properly. Now, this can happen. I mean, I've had this happen before. I once had a beautiful, beautiful office with no patients because the doctor got disabled after completing the office. It was a second office. They were a little older. So they built a beautiful office. It cost like $700,000 to build. And there was no patients. Zero patients, zero income. So it's essentially... It was like a $700,000 build out, which would have cost more because the doctor had GC'd most of it himself, so saved 25%. Probably worth about $900,000. I think the doctor built it for $700,000 because he GC'd everything himself. Then the buyer was so taken by this office with no income, no gross, no patients. The buyer wound up paying about $500,000-some-odd. I think $550,000 or something. And they were just taken away by the office. It was so beautiful. You know, at the time, I said, wow, that's a big reach. But now, thinking about it, that building would have been so expensive to build now. But they paid. So there's people out there that sometimes will overpay for a practice, if you want to call it overpay. But what happens with this one, you got a $1 million gross, you have a build out that's worth $2 to $3 million, $2.5 million, maybe to build it. I don't even know if you could build it for that. It was so spectacular getting back to this beautiful Italian, Greek sort of motif, beautiful trim. I mean, a lab that was gorgeous. Everything was granite countertops. There was so much that went into this. And the tile were like 20 inches, the floor tiles like 20 inches each. I couldn't believe it. The built-ins, the cabinetry, the entrance, the appearance. It was way over the top. And, you know, fee for service. But you would think somebody would be producing more money, but I guess they're not pushing it. But we just wanted to share that with you. While this doctor really enjoys it, it was like a home. When it comes to selling, it's going to be difficult. Because it's an upside down. You've got to find somebody like that one that paid $550,000 for a $675,000 build out. You just got to fall in love with it and then make it grow into it. I think it's possible. And you certainly got to start at a gross of $1 million. So, you know, you're going to pay an extra $100 million for something because you love it. You love the build out itself and you just feel comfortable and you feel you can grow into it. That's what would happen in this situation. You do have to be careful. You can't overbuild a dental office if you're not going to have the gross income that hopefully brings more money in than the build-out cost itself. And nowadays, it's crazy. To build is just over the top, plus the time and the cost. And if you get the people to show up, it's really tough. So these are just some things to talk about. But you can call us. We'll tell you about this office. Due to like privacy, we can't really publish the pictures, but maybe at one point if the doctor lets us after a sale, we could share some of the pictures. But this was spectacular, magnificent. It had to be top 10 in the country. Top 10. That's how beautiful it was. And you certainly feel fantastic working there. And is it worth it? It might be worth it to somebody that's going to bring the practice to the next level or as a practice to bring into it. Because you are just in awe when you work in the, when you see this practice. And if you could build it up high enough, or you could move your practice into this one, you have an existing practice, I mean, it would be great. I think that you can command higher fees. I think you, with a different kind of clientele, you walk into this place and you are just overwhelmed. That's how beautiful it is. All right, just thought I'd tell you about that one. Thank you. Bye now.